This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
This hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show, an unusual topic, health freedom, something you never hear about here. In fact, obviously joking, but it's even more immersed because if this woman had a middle name, it would be health freedom. Or shall I say, if health freedom had a middle name, it would be Diane Miller. Diane, welcome back to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Thank you, Robert. It's great to be here.
Oh, it's great to have you.
I so appreciate all the work that you do for health freedom and getting the word out to all of us.
Well, Diane, how many years has it been now, if I can ask, since the first safe harbor provision, is my memory is hopefully not too gone, in Minnesota when Governor Ventura was the governor of Minnesota, that provided for a space that natural health care providers, who are not medical doctors, who didn't claim to be, could actually help people without risk or fear of undue persecution or prosecution?
We passed that first safe harbor bill in 1999.
Wow, 1999. And then, of course, Prince wrote his famous song about 1999. We're all going to party, right? That's how that happened. I know the relationship there. So in 1999, again, here we are 19 years later almost. And if we were to, you know, assess, and those of you who don't know Diane Miller, National Health Freedom Coalition, also National Health Freedom Action, we've got the big event coming up in June, June 10th, 11th, 12th. We'll talk about that as well. Also attacks by the FDA on homeopathy. But Diane's been at this and been a hero of mine from the first time I heard about her and what she was doing. And I'm so grateful that she's a friend and we get together from time to time. And here we are together on the radio. So if we were to look back and then compare like a then and now, if we're politicians, we'd say, are you better off now than you were 4 years ago? Right. That kind of thing. What would you say as far as our advancements, the things that have been really good versus other challenges that may have not been around then or are even worse now?
Well, I think that there's no stopping the opposition. They're always going to be around. That's just a fact of life. But I think that the wins that we've had in the last 20 years are significant. When I remember, you know, 40 years ago when I first had my children, I looked for alternative things in the yellow pages and the white pages and everywhere I could to think of ways that I could birth and raise my children without any interference and with nutrition, and I couldn't find people. I mean, and now you can go many places. You can find a naturopath, you can find an herbalist, you can find a homeopath, and I think that is very. I think every time that we make a win, there's this polarization where. The people that don't want those wins to happen kind of up their game. So they got, you know, advertising on TV for pharmaceuticals now, and, you know, the campaigns are trying to take away the right to refuse vaccines and trying to mandate these injections of pharmaceuticals going into people's bodies. So every time we have a win, there's also the FDNE on the power structure that is impacting health choices. And I think that it's just an ongoing conversation. My hope is that eventually we'll come to a place of deep consciousness in the universe where we're not polarized. We're seeing what the benefits of the allopathic model is when we need it, and the benefits of the preventive and nutrient-based health lifestyle healing methods.
Diane, I see one of the biggest challenges we have, you know, is that wisdom that you're sharing to give us an insight. How do we, you know, succeed yet not celebrate and forget that this is an ongoing scenario? The defense of freedom, even beyond just the health freedom issue, defense of liberty in America, you know, our foundation. The moment the Constitution was ratified, there were people working from within against it. So it is the nature of the world we live in, the nature of the worlds of duality, so to speak. At the same time, what you're kind of giving rise to potentially is, can we get beyond this antagonistic us versus them scenario? And it is a challenge. I'd like to see us achieve that, but it's not wholly and totally dependent on us, yet it is. It's kind of a weird thing, because there'll always be people that will attack and try to, you know, limit our freedom of access. Maybe it's a threat to their economic scenario or their belief system, but the concept of allowing others to live differently as long as they don't violate your rights is a higher, I believe, spiritual ideal that can and has shown there's evidence of it within the body politic and politic in the history of America. But it is something that we can't just rest on and say, you know what, we've achieved the safe harbor provision in one state, in two states, in 10 states. Now we can rest and everything's fine.
Right. I totally agree with you, Robert. I think in my premise in my writings has always been that freedom is a conversation. True freedom is a conversation. It's always about how to have your own decisions and what is the community decision and what's the conversation going on about it and how do we do that in the most harmonious way. And there's no right or wrong way to have freedom because there's so many different cultures and beliefs in the world of humans and the ecological living of the planet. So I think it's just being in that conversation without hostility. Being in the conversation, like I know that when we first started the Minnesota lobbying, and I had never lobbied before, so I, you know, was totally green and went up and said, hey, we ought to change this law because this farmer went to jail because he was prosecuted for practicing medicine without a license. That should never happen. So we went to the Capitol, and, you know, a couple of legislators actually threw books at us, said, get out of our office. You guys are quacks, snake oil salesmen, da da da. And I think that as we developed relationships at the Capitol and as we developed heart-centered conversations at the Capitol, we developed what it took to have people really hear us and talk through what would be a good solution where we both win. And that's what has to happen instead of these, like, for example, California getting their rights away to refuse vaccines. Just no conversation ahead of time. No, we would never do that to you. And 2 years later, yes, that's what they're doing. And that's the part we have to get rid of. We have to have the conversations that impact our freedoms.
But relationships take hard work, don't they? They take work. And the thing is that you think you just, there's a magic potion. You just add to the water, make the politicians drink it, and you've got it covered. That's not the way this is going to work. And what you're describing is, again, something that goes to the wisdom. To build relationships, to build trust, it takes a lot of interface and interplay. And, you know, to your credit, and I don't know that I could do what you've done personally. I mean, I love doing what I do in broadcasting, but I have a hard time being around these people that are so closed-minded and narrow, even though I know that over time you can chip away at it by building their trust, by, you know, throwing some humor in there occasionally. Eventually they say, you know what, these people aren't so scary. They don't have two heads, these health freedom people. They really care about, you know, issues that I care about too. But it takes that effort. For those folks that think it's just, it happened miraculously overnight, it didn't. There's a lot of hard work that goes into it that you never see. And Diane, again, this is why I think it's so important to come together at the U.S. Health Freedom Congress whenever it's hosted. And the next one's coming up June 10th, 11th, and 12th, because you're going to be able to rub elbows with the people who have been down this road for years and now decades. So that if your goals are to have access to natural medicines or to say no to vaccines, to learn how it's been done in the past so that you don't make the mistakes that we all made to some degree, to learn what we have learned today, to be able to apply it and be more efficient with how we go about our, I hesitate to say battle for health freedom, but sometimes we have to reference it in those terms.
I agree. And I think that learning from each other and hearing the wisdom words, that's what we're going to be doing at the Congress this year. We're going to be hearing from our own internal leaders. Six of the main leaders, including yourself, will be telling us what is the wisdom that you have learned in this movement over these decades of work.
Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, folks, if you hadn't considered coming in because you're like, I'm not part of any movement, it's like, really? Think about your kids and grandkids. Will they have access to the type of natural medicine and supplementation that you love because you listen to this show? And it's not, again, it doesn't happen because you just kind of rest on those so-called laurels of what people before you have achieved. But how do you prevent those gains from being lost? And these people have dedicated their lives. And again, I have great respect for them. And of course, Diane as well. And getting together like this is transformative. And it's a good time, too. We get to laugh a little bit, have a little bit of fun in the midst of it, but learn a lot. And I want you to know, your daughter Johanna is set up a youth program this year for the first time, and I think your grandson Theo will participate. I'm encouraging any of our listeners that have teenagers that you care about health freedom in their future. They might be really connected to this movement. You don't know until you expose them to it, so bring them as well. That's going to be a new plus factor that we've never had before.
I agree. The Congress is always based around all of the different health freedom issues. It's, you know, vaccines, it's fluoride, it's GMOs, it's organic food, it's fluoridation, it's, you know, frequency toxins. And the other day I got an email about the 5G going out into space and how many satellites there's going to be around the Earth, and that there won't be an inch of area that won't be being beamed up on the Earth. And I sent it to my 12-year-old grandson, and I thought, he's in sixth grade. This is the future of America that we're talking about. How do the sixth graders, the seventh graders, the eighth graders feel about these things? That it's going to be their life in the future of how they're going to be in the world with all this technology.
Yeah, and part of the thing is I always learn something from there. It's not that, you know, yes, I can present my perspectives, but I'm also there to learn from those who are there. And in fact, in the EM field disruption scenario, there are great many years of expertise represented there. So even in the off time when we're not officially in session, the ability to talk to folks and learn from them, ask questions, it's quite dynamic, quite unique, and it doesn't happen every day, much less even every year sometimes. So I would encourage you that want to go further in this endeavor, not just for health freedom, but what you can learn for your own health and healing is something that you're going to get at the National Health Freedom Congress. And, of course, we have it linked up in the show notes today at robertscottbell.com, healthfreedomcongress.com. You can sign up now, register now, and we're going to be back with Diane Miller as well to talk about the FDA's renewed attacks on homeopathy and homeopathic medicine and what strategically can we do to push back on them so that we maintain access to all of the natural remedies that have gotten me well and keep me and my family well all these many years. Stick around. We got lots more with Diane Miller right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Age-related macular degeneration is a leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Back at it now. Diane Miller is here from the National Health Freedom with the Congress. We're going to do National Health Freedom Coalition. And, of course, there's an action group. And we've got some updates that will be linked up in the show notes, nationalhealthfreedom.org. And eventually we'll guide you to comment on the issue of FDA's attacks on homeopathic medicine, something that they seemingly, I don't know, can't get through their heads, the safety of this system, gentle system of healing. Quite profound. And Diane, you have been a great proponent and supporter of homeopathy all of these years. You utilize it as well. And you know how important this is to many of us, even though maybe the vast majority of Americans have yet to even hear of homeopathy, much less use it once. We know it has a plus 200-year track record of safety. The question is, what can we do to preserve what happened in 1938, passed in 1939, the Food, Drug, and Cosmetic Act? And beyond that legislation that protected and grandfathered the pharmacopoeia for homeopathy, other things legislatively or otherwise to regulate it, the things that have changed and transformed, where are we today?
Well, I think where we're at today is a real challenge to what the long-term solution is. I think they've been avoiding a long-term solution since 1930. What happened is that it was defined as a drug, which is anything you do to prevent or treat a disease, and the way that you use a substance in our country actually puts it into a drug category. Homeopathic remedies are considered and defined as drugs. And we had a huge battle in 1994 to take vitamins and minerals out of that definition, and we didn't. Instead of taking it out of the definition in general, we just said that vitamins and minerals could be used and regulated as foods, as long as you were talking about a structure function claim on the human body. But if it was used to cure a disease, it's a drug. So, you know, still, to this day, if you use a food to cure a disease, it's considered a drug. So we have to be, the way that we've dealt with this definition of a drug being anything you use to cure, treat, or prevent a disease has been with us since the 1930s. And so we pulled out the dietary supplements, got them out to be regulated by food, and what they did with homeopathic remedies said, yeah, they're drugs, but, you know, we're not really going to assess them. The American Institute of Homeopathy in 1972 requested from the commissioner that they treat them as a special category and not go through the new drug processing for them. So they were set aside as a unique category and never went through the process of getting approved as drugs. Then in 1988, they still didn't get assessed as new drugs. And in 1988, they made a regulation just for homeopathy saying, this is what we expect you to do for a homeopathic manufacturing remedy. It's anything that's marketed as a homeopathic remedy will have to follow these guidelines. And they weren't laws. They weren't changing the definition that it was a drug. They were just saying, we're going to treat you specially. They defined homeopathy. They talked about the law of similars in the document. They talked about the provings of homeopathic remedies, the dilutions of homeopathic remedies, how to treat, you know, the family kits of homeopathic remedies. So right now, the draft guidance that they're putting out is going to repeal all of that history and say, we're going to treat homeopathic remedies in this special way. We're going to have a list of priorities, of enforcement priorities for homeopathic remedies. It doesn't have any language about the special nature of homeopathy, the definition of homeopathy. Everything's been, they're going to repeal everything that was put into law in 1988. And we're not happy about that. It's going to impact the industry. It's going to impact consumers. It's going to impact practitioners. It's going to impact academia. And we really need help to stop that from manifesting. This draft guidance cannot go into effect. It needs to be challenged. It needs to be amended, dumped, whatever we can do to stop it.
Diane, I'm going to ask you to stick around another segment because this is a very serious topic. And the question about the Act of Congress, the Food, Drug, and Cosmetic Act, did it protect homeopathy for all these years and now suddenly it didn't? Wouldn't it take an Act of Congress to change the law? Or how is it that, as Jonathan Ebord calls it, the bureaucratic oligarchy can act without congressional interference? In other words, without an act changing the original act. So stick around. Diane Miller is with us, Health Freedom Hero. National Health Freedom Congress is coming up. We want you to attend. Also, check out nationalhealthfreedom.org for following information on what to do to get your response in on the homeopathic issue. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
ID Stronghold wallets are different. They may look the same on the outside. They're stylish. They'll hold your cards and cash. But they're hiding something great on the inside. No, there are no pyrotechnics. And it doesn't sing when you open it. but it does have magical powers. ID Stronghold wallets protect your critical information and identity from thieves standing right next to you. Anyone can buy a cheap RFID scanner online and snag your information just by walking past you. Contactless credit cards, debit cards, even your work ID badge. ID Stronghold was the first to pioneer RFID blocking technology over 12 years ago. ID Stronghold's wallets, sleeves, and badge holders are trusted by the U.S. military and the Executive Office of the President, something the competitors can't say. Secure your identity and save 10% by using coupon code MAGIC at checkout for a limited time at IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, Diane Miller, I asked the question coming out of the last segment. The Food, Drug, and Cosmetic Act, Act of Congress, and Senator Copeland was instrumental. I've talked about the book that was written about Copeland's cure because he's a homeopath as well, and they salvaged homeopathic remedies or medicines for Americans by folding it into the Food, Drug, and Cosmetic Act all those years ago. So how is it possible that the FDA can act without Congress to reclassify in some way the drug category, albeit a safe and non-toxic one? Is this something that they can get away with?
Well, that's a good question. The fact that all substances used for prevention, cure, and treatment of disease is defined as a drug all substances is not necessarily a good thing. In 1930, that's what they did. The long-term solution is no, you don't classify all substances as drugs just because you intend to use something in a particular way. So the premise of the original law, in my opinion, is not a protective law. It was a confiscation of all substances on earth and putting them under a jurisdiction of a government because of the way that you use something, not because of their innate chemical makeup. So I don't really think that the original law is a good law, and that's what the safe harbor laws are about. I'm sorry, we're not going to say that anything you do to prevent, cure a disease is a crime and you go to jail for it. So I'm not supportive of the original law that anything that you use to cure something is a drug.
So far we've been kind of coasting and lucky that they haven't done this yet.
Absolutely.
Gotcha, I understand.
They could do it right now. That's the law. They are drugs. They have not been protected like dietary supplements. The dietary supplement industry made a huge effort in 1994 to pull the dietary supplements out of that drug definition and get the structure function things regulated as foods. That has to happen. The original law has to be impacted to take away that jurisdiction, because right now they're considered new drugs. They have to go to an approved process. There's many unapproved drugs on the market, both pharmaceutical and homeopathic, that the FDA never has had the staffing even.
No.
The thousands of drugs that go.
Did they not take the guidance from the Homeopathic Pharmacopoeia of the United States or the HPC US, in terms of accepting or grandfathering? I don't know if it's appropriate to say grandfathering for new things, but to accept what they said to FDA, okay, this is now a new sanctioned homeopathic remedy.
No, the pharmacopoeia, the homeopathic pharmacopoeia, is the body that develops monographs. There's only 1,000 monographs in the pharmacopoeia. There's many thousands of homeopathic out on the market. But the pharmacopoeia, they don't, generally, I would say the FDA would stay away from the ones that are approved by the HPUS, because that body does such a good job of making sure that they're describing what that remedy is. But it does nothing about the marketing or the labeling of that product. It just says, this is the product, this is how you can use it, this is when you can use it on a human. So they're developing monographs. The HPUS is developing monographs on 1,000 remedies. But that's only one area. It doesn't tell how the general good manufacturing practices for it. It doesn't say anything about the labeling of the product. That's all FDA enforcement and how it's marketed. So FDA is going to enforce, even an HPUS remedy will be enforced if they don't do labeling properly, if they don't do good manufacturing properly. So the HPUS is a good, it's a great source for knowing that a remedy has a particular source, what to look for, what the manufacturer should look for, and whether they want to put it on the market, because it's already had provings. It has some language about effectiveness. It has what potencies are considered dangerous or not dangerous to humans.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't. It's not how you regulate homeopathic remedies. It's
right.
The monograph for just like an herb. This is the herb. This is where it comes from. This is what it looks like. This is how much it weighs.
So, Diane, in the regulatory process to this point, as I've worked with it for many years, for instance, you have a remedy and it has, you know, obviously it exists in Materias Medica from around the world pretty commonly, so the indications for use are all supportive in the authoritative literature or text, and you would indicate the use of the remedy, homeopathic, for the symptom, ailment, disease, because, again, it was regulated as a drug, not in a modern context, a dietary supplement. But if a claim for that substance was made that exceeded what's called the over-the-counter definition of self-limiting and easily self-diagnosable, then it would become a legend item and would be a prescription drug that only a licensed doctor that is authorized to do so could prescribe for use. And here's, you know, an example of a remedy that, you know, we'd like to see OTC because we know it's safe. It's not an issue of safety. Crataegus, right? The hawthorn berry. But all of its indications apparently are cardiovascular or heart related. And the FDA says, well, that is a non-self-limiting, non-easily self-diagnosable scenario. So it has to be a prescription item. And so they've relegated to that. So how does what I just described change under what the FDA is proposing it wants to do in terms of how it looks at homeopathy?
Well, it would get rid of 400-400, which is the document that says self-limiting, the parameters of self-limiting. And the 400-400 walks through what you can and can't do and how you what the parameters of doing an over-the-counter drug are. What this would do is eliminate that directive document, and it would say, by the way, on the top list of our priorities, and I can just tell you what they are, the second one is that their top list of priorities, potentially significant safety concerns are raised by products that contain or purport to contain an infectious agent with the potential with pathogens, a controlled substance, multiple ingredients, or ingredients that pose potential toxic effects, particularly when those ingredients are in low dilution. So potential toxic effects. That would be hawthorn berry. That would be a lot of things.
A lot of homeopathic
remedies have potential toxic effects. And so they're controlled substances that would leave out the remedy that's made from the marijuana plant. The
cannabis, right. Yeah, sativa, indica, that kind of thing. So
infectious agent would get rid of all the nozos. I mean, so they're
targeting some of the most important remedies, no doubt.
Exactly.
So the question is, strategically.
And they're targeting them without talking about the fact that they're very, very diluted substances. So they're acting like, oh, we're going to target these because, you know, if you take this, you'll die.
Yes.
Well,
this is a concerted effort, Diane. You saw what they tried to do with Belladonna and teething tablets, and they've been sort of successful in scaring everybody away from Belladonna in a homeopathic form, not showing me that I've seen any actual evidence that someone was harmed from homeopathic Belladonna in a manufactured and labeled product that was homeopathic.
I think I did see something about the actual substance that they were talking about with Belladonna was so low that it was lower than what they would find in a normal environmental situation.
Correct. Yeah. So they're trumping up these charges of danger to homeopathy for an agenda that is no question, as we've seen, the regulatory agencies have been captured by the pharmaceutical industry that is not thrilled for every dollar that is spent on homeopathy. Could it be $5 or $10 not spent in their realm of OTC and prescription drugs that are the third leading cause of death?
Right. So in this situation, in my opinion, this is what I would do if I was leading the homeopathic legal community. I would say, craft the law that you want, just like dietary supplements did. Craft the law that you want so that you know what you want and you can articulate it to the world. Because if we're always fighting against something and trying to protect it, it just energetically doesn't work. We have to be in the conversation of knowing, well, what is the solution for this? Do we want them to be drugs? Do we want them to be differently described? Maybe they're a special category of drugs that have their own act of Congress, just like the European community has. Not that we want to be like the European community.
But I like your idea, though, because you're talking about...
We want people to write. I think that's my life goal is to articulate what we want the world to look like. That's why we do the Safe Harbor. We want to put into law language that describes what we want instead of always fighting against these battles.
Well, and once again, more emphasis on why I want everybody that's interested in this subject to join us at the National Health Freedom Congress, healthfreedomcongress.com. It's linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com, and we will begin to, if we haven't already, of course, started thinking about that and crafting language that we can go on the offensive rather than always having to defend, and react. Outcreate the bad guys in this context. That's my perspective, and Diane, Your deep wisdom here is very, very prescient, and I appreciate that. So, at the nationalhealthfreedom.org website, if not already soon, /NHFA will be some, I guess, what you say, suggestions, some things that we can do to help prepare some proper guidance on homeopathy?
We'll have two links there for right now in this crisis, because the deadline for the FDA is March 20th, and there is a request in for an extension, but for right now the deadline is still March 20th. So we will have links where people can put their comments into the FDA, and we will have links where they can put their comments into their congressional legislators.
All right, March 20th deadline. We want to get that. We already have that link ready for you, but we also want you to go to nationalhealthfreedom.org, /NHFA, and you'll be able to follow up there. We got about a minute left, Diane, with you, and it's just such a pleasure to have you on board, and I'm so glad you're still kicking some aspirin, as I like to say, getting the folks ready to do what will actually work as opposed to what makes them just feel good. Oh, I did something. No, we want to be efficient in what we do.
Thanks, Robert. I'm just so grateful to you for getting the word out to all of the whole movement for health freedom, because we can do this together. As a community of the world, we can make this world what we want it to look like. And your contribution to that is amazing. I can't wait to see you and hear what you have to say at the Health Freedom Congress in June. I'm very excited that you're going to be with us.
I'm sure people will be running and screaming out of the room when I'm speaking, but no worries. I'm going to be there. And I want to thank you for being such a great pal all these years in this health freedom journey that we are on. I'm just eternally grateful to you, my friend Diane.
You're welcome. My pleasure.
All right.
Okay.
Vitamin L flowing your way. That's the love of Diane Miller, Health Freedom, Healing Liberty. We'll be back to wrap it up with Super Don after this break.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help to heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you will find out exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, in biblical times, the Magi's gifts to Jesus were prized more highly than gold because of their health and healing benefits. And science today confirms that these gifts are the secret to an ultra-powerful support for your immune system, anti-aging, and longevity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus these highly effective healing and health protection gifts. And in How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover how much they'll help you too. Go to rsbreports.com to get this important free report right now. That's rsbreports.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hey, this is Ricky from Banyan Hill. You like freedom? I do. You like money? I do too. If you like freedom and money, then you're going to love Freedom Checks. You see, over the next few months, an estimated $34.6 billion is up for grabs to anyone who stakes their claim. Yep, you heard that right. $34.6 billion. To get all the details, just go to www.freedomchecks122.com. Thousands of people are already lined up to cash in. Take Doug, for example. He's a 46-year-old from Joplin, Missouri, who's set to get a check for $24,075. And if Doug can do this, I've got a hunch that you can, too. But here's the thing. If you want the chance to grab your full fair share of this $34.6 billion payout, you must have your ducks in a row by April 1st. So don't wait. get over to www.freedomchecks122.com before the April 1st deadline. That's www.freedomchecks122.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Scott Bell Show.
Big thanks to my old freedom hero and buddy, Diane Miller. I hope everybody, seriously, plan to be in St. Paul, June 10, 11, 12 with me and all of us. And, you know, we're going to learn from each other. We'll teach each other a bit. And if you can get the teenagers there, they will learn about the importance of their phase in this next, these next steps for them, right? We want to see them live in a country, a culture, and in North America or around the world, where health, freedom, and healing liberty is embraced as a fundamental part of the culture. And I don't know who we're culturally appropriating when we say that, Super Don, but I'm going for it.
Living on the edge.
You know what? I'm culturally appropriating Robert Scott Bell right now. How's that?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And y'all can do it, too. I want everybody to embrace that health, freedom, and healing liberty concept. All right, folks. Updates in the show notes. Once again, if you're just tuning in, robertscottbell.com. 2 hours a day, 6 days a week, live here on where? GCN or Home and Broadcast Syndication Radio. Then iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, UK Health Radio, and SoundCloud. And when we do, at least 5 out of 6 of the, days of the week, we also simulcast on YouTube, RS Bell Media Channel. You can check that out at robertscottbell.com. Now, wrapping it up here. Years ago, and we've referred to this over the years too, that when doctors go on strike, hospitals suddenly, the mortality rates in an entire area, region, or country, as it was in Israel many years ago, drop precipitously. In other words, people stop dying when the doctors don't show up for work. There's a new version of this, apparently. Is this an official study? Yeah, it came out of Harvard. Oh my gosh, this can't be real, can it? Survival benefits seen for some patients when cardiologists are away at academic conferences. So the docs, the cardiologists, the heart doctors go away. Sorry, can't see you this week. We're going to be at the AHA conference. And suddenly, a segment of the heart patients stop dying. What is that?
Yeah, well, you know, I got to take this study with a grain of salt, because if you remember, earlier, I think it may have been the beginning of this week.
Yeah.
And if I'm not mistaken, I think it came from Harvard as well. They did a study where they said that during NRA conventions.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah.
That the rate of firearm injuries went down during the convention. And the NRA came out and said, well, like, this is a bunch of crap because, you know, you've got a million handgun owners, and 0.1% of them go to the NRA convention.
Right.
So there's no way that, you know, this could be legit.
It would mean, like we said, that only NRA convention attendees are the ones responsible for all the so-called gun violence and accidents.
So
right.
I would have to say, okay, just to be objective and fair.
Okay.
I would need more information. How many cardiologists are we talking about total, and what percentage of those cardiologists are going to the cardiologist conference, is this legit or not?
Okay.
So I would say the jury needs to be out on this unless more information comes.
You're being very fair. You have to.
I am.
Say. And according to the researcher, Anupam Jena, which is not a rap artist culturally appropriating anything, but happens to be a physician researcher, says the overall benefit and survival was substantial enough to get the attention of this researcher, right? Lead author of the study. So apparently, again, they're not, you know, so-called whistling Dixie, as they say. They aren't making this up. There's something to this. I don't know exactly what it is. And they don't say it's all cause heart attack mortality issues, but very specific ones that somehow they're benefited. So I would say if we looked at those things and said maybe we could do with a little less cardiovascular intervention in those arenas, maybe we're onto something that could actually benefit cardiovascular patients.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of dots that could be connected here, but in any case, it is definitely kind of an entertaining headline, right?
Yeah, again, heart attack doctors go on holiday, and look, heart attacks plummet. They don't go. They're not happening. What happened? Again, it's consistent with what we already know to be true in a broader segment in terms of hospital physicians going on strike and watching what happens in the area. Like I said, the biggest report came out of Israel, but again, it's been duplicated in areas where this has occurred. So that's why I say it's, you know, if we were on the Mythbuster show, we would say it's plausible, right? Certain aspects of this has been confirmed, but in this case, we'll go, hey, you know, it's plausible. It could happen. In the meantime, I don't know. They didn't do this for homeopathy, but chances are, as we covered with Diane Miller, if we have less access to homeopathic medicine, that means probably more people engaging in very dangerous practices. That is the third leading cause of death, which happens to be allopathic modern medicine. But although we acknowledge its reality, we also acknowledge its dangers, and we acknowledge your freedom to choose the path you want. And we're going to be back on Sunday as we crank up our broadcast Healing Week again on the Robert Scott Bell Show, because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. FakeTV.com.